is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
We're going to look at the Umpqua Valley Arts Summer Arts Festival, which is like 28 days away. Can you believe it, Sarah Hoberl?
We are so excited to be back this year after canceling last year's festival to keep the community safe, but we will be back, and this year will be better than ever. June 25th, 26th, and 27th, place to be, Umpqua Valley Arts, Fir Grove Park.
What kind of response are you getting from people when they realize it's happening?
Everyone is so excited, so excited. This is such a community gem, a traditional summer event, and everyone's ready to come back, reunite, support artists and art, and be together.
And of course, it's right along West Harvard, right outside the Arts Center. The Arts Festival draws a lot of people, and you got a lot of work ahead.
We do have a lot of work ahead. It typically draws over 10,000 guests to Roseburg and to our beautiful park setting. We are so excited to have everyone to a most safe festival, but outside of being safe, it will be so much fun, and it won't look too much different than what you've seen in the past. Lots of vendors, food, music, entertainment.
And Sandy McGee, the interim executive director, what's your reaction to this actually happening?
Oh my God, I cannot tell you, Kyle, and everybody else out there how excited we are. The staff is excited. We've got our team of volunteers ready. You had asked a question earlier about just the build up to Summer Arts Festival and what happens along the way. Everybody is hard at work right now. All the volunteers, we're getting our grounds stuff all straightened out so that the week before festival, actually 2 weeks before festival, we'll be out there starting to build the infrastructure for the festival so all of you out there can come and join us. We cannot wait to connect with our community, Kyle. This has been a long time coming, and you know, it's just the right time, and we really feel we're going to see a lot of folks out there this summer, and it will be the place to be.
So what are you going to be doing different this year?
Oh, every year we try to do something really different and exciting make it, just change it. Every year, you know, some of the older festival sort of legacy volunteers, they come in and they say, okay, every year you've got to do something a little bit different, a little bit exciting. You've got to grow the festival. And then you just also have to provide the same stuff that you provide every year and do it in a way that has really good quality. And Kyle, we have a new team of volunteers. Bonnie Ankles on our community stage, and she's booked some exciting acts, stuff we haven't seen before. Sarah Halborough, who's here with me right now, our outreach director, she's been working with Mike Mendenhall on the main stage, booking incredible bands. We're going to have live music, Kyle. It's like hasn't happened in over a year. Live music, great food. We've got some new food trucks in the food court. And of course, always a lot of new art vendors, stuff you haven't seen before.
So Sarah, tell us a little bit about some of the music.
So we have some great acts booked, and all of these bands and musicians are so excited to be playing again. Can't wait to be on the stage. Excited to be a part of the event. On Friday, we have Melissa Ruth and the Likely Stories, the Monarch Hotel, and T.O.B., that other band. Saturday, we'll have the Colin Trio, Greg Nessler Band, and the Graduating Class. Sunday, we'll have Kelly Thibodeau and Etouffee. So it's nonstop entertainment the entire weekend between the main stage and the community stage.
You know, it's interesting talking to some musicians and what this past year has been like when I ran into somebody a few weeks ago that was playing at the farmer's market. And it just, you know, it was like the third or fourth place that he'd been able to play, and just talked about how odd it was to be back, but even odder to have not have played for a year of his life in front of people.
Absolutely. One of the bands that's playing Saturday night at the Arts Festival, the Graduating Class, just posted that they haven't performed in over a year, and they are just so thrilled to reconnect to their passion and their art form and perform for the community. They're excited.
And some of them are now out of the area. They all started out here, but now, you know, been doing other things. And so for a lot of them, it's going to be sort of a trip back home.
Absolutely. We're all looking forward to the big reunion, Summer Arts Festival, reuniting with our community, reuniting with our favorite art vendors, our favorite bands, finally getting some great festival food. I mean, who doesn't love great festival food?
What about, Sandy, for art vendors? I know that you've got a deadline approaching pretty quick.
I do. And Kyle, our deadline for art vendors and for nonprofits, we've got a great opportunity out there for the nonprofits. We have a lot of nonprofits in our town that would love to get in front of the public. And we invite nonprofits to come and get a booth at the Arts Festival. And of course, June 1st is the deadline. But also, we do have space for some more new art vendors. And I encourage all those artists out there that have been thinking about putting your work in front of people. Kyle, you said something a little earlier about, you know, what has it been like for these people to not be playing music in front of a crowd, for artists to not have a place to put their artwork or to show their artwork. Listen, what artists do is they connect with people. Art is meant to connect human beings together, and that's what it's all about. So we're just really excited about festival, and June 1st is the deadline for any of the new art vendors out there. I know you're there, that you want to put your work out in front of people and connect with people with your handmade objects. We would love to hear from you, and all you have to do is go to our website. It's www.uvarts.com.
It's really interesting, Sandy. A lot of our local small businesses here in Douglas County got their start at Summer Arts Festival just by putting themselves out there and signing up to be a vendor. And they realized that their potential to open a small business in our community. Look at Whiskey Creek Rustics, Sarah Gallino.
Yeah, that's definitely, for a lot of people, this is where it goes from being a hobby to, oh, I could make some, even if it's part-time and you're still doing other things, it kind of revolutionizes your ability to get out there.
Another one is Justin Troxel with Mancrafts. He does amazing work, and he got his start at Summer Arts Festival. So if you're even thinking about it, put in your application. June 1st is the deadline. We would love to have you.
And Sandy, what for people who've never been there before, because we've had a lot of people move in this past year to Douglas County, what kind of artists are you talking about?
Oh, well, Kyle, we have a lot of our vendors that are legacy vendors. You know, Cliff Scharf, who is from Elkton, and he makes incredible jewelry, really high quality stuff. He hand makes it. I've had friends come and buy their engagement rings and wedding rings from him. Come to the arts. Even if you can't buy when you're at the arts festival, you can take his card, and then you have that in your back pocket. We've got, oh my goodness, we have Matt Hallman, and he's bringing out some beautiful handmade furniture. We're going to have Justin Troxel out there. We're going to have Ginger Troot, and we have some beautiful metalwork. We will have ceramic items from Psycho Ceramics, and just many other art vendors. We have about 90 people signed up right now, Kyle, and so you will see everything from painting to, you know, functional artwork that you can take home, drinking out of a ceramic mug. And I got to say, it really enriches your life to have your first cup of coffee in the morning in one of those handmade mugs by Bob Johnson. So you're going to want to come out. And also, you'll see artists making work. You will see them actually, you know, we have the Umpqua carvers out there. They're going to be carving things. You'll see how work is made. And one thing that, off of what Sarah was saying, there's a demand for this kind of work. People are aware, when you get an object that's been handmade by somebody, it is a very special thing. It's the one thing that you'll keep. You know, when you move and you go somewhere, you will keep those things because they are so special. And yeah, we need more of those people who are making those things out there.
All right, going to take a break. More when we come back on Inside Douglas County. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245, News Radio 1240, KQEN. Douglas County, 1247. Lars Larson coming at 1. tomorrow, our final Oregon Wine Month Wine in the Umpqua series, talking to another local winemaker on Fridays inside Douglas County. Sandy McGee and Sarah Hoborough from Umpqua Valley Arts talking about the Summer Arts Festival, about 28 days away, if I did my calculations right. And now, you guys have been busy planning this, but this is where you really kick into high gear, I imagine.
It is, Kyle. We plan for this event probably 1 month after it concludes. So we've been planning for an entire year, just hoping that we would be able to bring the event back to the community. That was our biggest wish for 2021, is that we could reunite at Summer Arts Festival. We know how much this event means to the community, and this event and the community mean so much to us. So we're thrilled to be back.
What about, usually there's a lot of kid-type activities. What about this year?
There is absolutely kid fun and family-friendly activities, fun for all ages. We have our Kid Zone led by our Arts and Education Coordinator, Stella Moon. She will have nonstop fun for kids of all ages. It will be extremely interactive. You might even see a photo booth. You might even see a karaoke machine, but kids will have nonstop options for fun, and it's just going to be a great place for families to come and have an enjoyable moment together, and that's what it's all about.
Now, it's a 3-day event, so you've got a lot of options there for people based on, you know, their schedule, too.
Absolutely. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, Firgrove Park will be the place to be. Nonstop entertainment. We will have demonstrations at our clay place. We will have food, endless options of food and beverages.
And a community art project,
yeah.
Kyle. So the
what
community,
is that?
Well, people can come out. So basically, it is our 50th anniversary this year. So the secret is out, huh, Sarah? Do you want to talk about that?
We are so excited to be celebrating our 50th anniversary. You will see a 50th anniversary come up when we place our Summer Arts Festival banners on the front of our building. But in association with our 50th anniversary, we've based our community art project around this special moment in our organization's history. So we're very excited. We're going to have 5.5-foot UVA wooden structures that our guests and community can come take pictures with. And the community project will actually be inviting guests of Summer Arts Festival to come paint a portion of the 50th. And that will be up for the remainder of 2021 for all to see and take pictures of. So we're super excited to have our community paint and create this beautiful structure with
so
us.
So is this like on a banner then?
So the community project is an actual physical wooden structure, 5.5-foot letters, UVA in our logo colors, and then a 50th. And that 50th will be painted by the community at Summer Arts Festival.
Wow, that's going to look cool.
We've got, basically, Steve Campbell is a local woodworker, and we work with a lot of volunteers at the Art Center, people that have special talents and tools that they can actually build these things for us. And so it's a very large logo-type sculpture that we are super excited to have the community actually put colors on there, and so that it will be part of a sculpture that's part of the front of the building. So when you drive by the Art Center, you will see the sculpture, and it's going to be really exciting and hopefully painted by our community.
Wow. So all kinds of interesting things. 50 years. Now, is it 50? Are we not counting last year? How does that work?
We have to count last year, and I'll tell you why,
Kyle. Some of us would prefer not to, but...
You know, I'm with you on that, but Umpqua Valley Arts actually accomplished so much in that year, and we were able to evolve as an organization and really transform a lot of our programming to reach the community at their homes, so it wasn't a total loss for us, and we learned a lot.
So 50 years, Sandy, let's go back when the Arts Festival started. How did it get started?
Oh, Kyle, this is a really good question. So a lot of you may out there may know Ray Sims. He is no longer with us, but he was the guy that got the first $500 to start the very first arts festival, which happened near the Visitor Center, where the Visitor Center is now. And there were just a group of artists. The Art Center did not even exist at that time. It was about 1971. And basically, these artists got together, including Ray Sims, and said, hey, we want to get together, we want to build a group, and we want to start it with an arts festival. And that's how Umpqua Valley Arts started, was with a festival. That's how we started. And so Ray Sims got together with all these artists, and you know, it was a very small thing, but the community came out and they loved it. And it just grew over 50 years, Kyle. And the same people, some of the same people that started that art festival 50 years ago are still involved to this day with Umpqua Valley Arts.
Wow, that's amazing. And to see, you know, just an idea and then see it go forward, then an organization and all the things that you're doing now.
Absolutely, Kyle. And I have to say, it's a great honor and a privilege to be part of that legacy. And this whole community is part of that legacy. We are grateful to all of those community members and family members that made it possible for the people that were involved in the Art Center early on, all the time they put in to build this organization so that we would have arts and cultural events in Douglas County for our community. So thank you. And we're still here. We cannot wait to see you this summer.
When you talk about volunteers, what kinds of things can people do before, after, and during the Arts Festival to help out?
Well, Kyle, we rely on probably over 100 volunteers to make Summer Arts Festival happen. And it's so incredible to see so many people in our community come out to support us and to support our event. We use volunteers for absolutely every aspect of the event, from checking people in at the gates, to helping vendors move in, to setting up the perimeter gates along Harvard that you see, going up the week before the event, to hanging the banners, to booth sitting for vendors so they can take a break, to helping out with the stages. Absolutely everybody has the option and opportunity to support us and volunteer at the event, and we are looking for you. So if you want to help us execute our event, please consider signing up online. You can go to the volunteering section of our website, or you can email volunteers@uvarts.com and let us know that you're ready to help us out.
And based on whatever somebody's schedule is, I mean, you can find a way for them to get involved.
Yes, we do. We have one of our volunteers who volunteers with us every year. She calls to find out who's playing on the stage at certain times. And that's when she volunteers. And she is an alcohol monitor. That's the other thing. We need alcohol monitors for the food court area. And that's a really fun thing because you get to listen to the music and see all the people coming through. It's a really, really fun place to volunteer. And if you've never volunteered before, you know, it's such a fun group of people. Everybody is so friendly, and we really invite people out there who've never done it before, who just want to be part of this event. Please come out and check us out, and we'd love to have you.
I think this is a great opportunity also for the next generation of volunteers to get their start. We love having high school students and college students. There's really a position for everyone, and the Arts Center is a wonderful place to find your new family and be a part of our community. We have endless volunteer opportunities year-round at our organization.
So again, it's coming up 25th, 26th, 27th. Just 28 days away, getting started. Give the folks the contact information on the web again if they want to check things out.
www.uvarts.com/summerartsfestival is where you can find all of the information about becoming a vendor, becoming a volunteer, dates, times, information on the vendors. We'll place everything there, and absolutely follow us on social media. We have Umpqua Valley Arts page, and we have a Summer Arts Festival page, which we will keep updated with all of the fun, all of the information, all of the can't stop, don't want to miss action. You'll find it there.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications, your home for Douglas County's news team, News Radio 1240 KQEN.